Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. Just as with the first series of prophecies, the action happens almost immediately. Within moments of the demons and the apparitions and the witches vanishing away, Macbeth hears news of Macduff, the man they told him to beware of.
I did hear the galloping of horse. Who was it came by?
'Tis 2 or 3, my lord, that bring you word. Macduff is fled to England.
Fled to England?
Aye, my good lord.
Time thou anticipated my dread exploits. This flighty purpose never is overtook, unless the deed go with it. From this moment, the very firstlings of my heart shall be the firstlings of my hand. And even now, to crown my thoughts with acts, be it thought and done, the castle of Macduff I will surprise. Seize upon Fife, give to the edge of the sword his wife, his babes, and all unfortunate souls that trace him in his line. No boasting like a fool, this deed I'll do before this purpose cool, but no more sights.
He decides to act instantly, and because he himself can't reach Macduff, because Macduff has gone to England, he'll destroy everything that Macduff owns. He will have his revenge on Macduff's family. He'll kill his wife, his babes, his servants, his friends. He'll lay waste to Macduff's estate, to all his lands, to anybody that even comes near to Macduff. This is the action of a complete genocidal megalomaniac. Anybody who gets in his way will be destroyed. There's another major change happened in the nature of Macbeth. And thank you to Willa van Niekerk and to William Anderson for reading Ross and Macbeth. It's a great theatrical trick by Shakespeare to use Lady Macduff. He creates a vulnerable character to become the victim of Macbeth's genocide. Macduff has fled to England in the belief that it is a soldierly thing to do. If you can't stay loyal to the king, then you go away and you come back and you fight him. But nobody believes that the families will be affected. Macbeth almost breaks the rule of warfare by attacking families. Lady Macduff is the innocent victim. Ross tries to calm her.
What had he done to make him fly the land?
You must have patience, madam.
He had none. His flight was madness. When our actions do not, our fears do make us traitors.
You know not whether it was his wisdom or his fear.
Wisdom? To leave his wife, to leave his babes, his mansion and his titles in a place from whence himself does fly? He loves us not. He wants the natural touch. For the poor wren, the most diminutive of birds, will fight, her young ones in her nest, against the owl. All is the fear and nothing is the love. As little is the wisdom where the flight so runs against all reason.
My dearest cousin, I pray you, school yourself, but for your husband. He is noble, wise, judicious, and best knows the fits of the season. I dare not speak much further. But cruel are the times when we are traitors, and do not know ourselves when we hold rumour, from what we fear, yet know not what we fear, but float upon a wild and violent sea, each way and move. I take my leave of you. Shall not be long, but I'll be here again. Things at the worst will cease, or else climb upward to what they were before.
Ross is really explaining that the world is in chaos. We don't know what's going to happen. We're getting frightened of our own shadows. We're afraid of rumours. We move upon a wild and violent sea, each way and move. In other words, the tides are taking us in all sorts of different directions and we don't know what to expect. So what he's saying is, in these circumstances, stay calm. The worst that can happen is that things will stay as they are, and the best is that they'll get better. He's trying to calm her down, to say, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. It's the biggest mistake he makes. Thank you to Nadine Reed and to Willa van Niekerk for reading those two roles.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.